This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election.
Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, what is the government taking from you to give back to you? That's the question as we start the second hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. What are they taking from you to give back to you in the name of staying in business? We cannot go out of business. We cannot shut down even for a moment, despite the freedom that would be restored with every moment that they are shut down compared to where they are today. We're going to get to that in just a moment, but super down a little detour, another call today I did off the air to a man who has a fitness business out west in L.A., and his wife just underwent dental surgery, a placement of a post, a titanium post for an implant, a dental implant. And his wife, for the last week, has been in excruciating pain. And so I'm talking to him about this and asking questions. And, you know, I wondered if she might have been one of the hypersensitives that we talk about here, that dental work, you know, for an average person could hurt and then you recover. But for the hypersensitives, even a normal intervention can be devastating. And he insisted to me, he says, no, she's not. She's just the opposite. She's tough. This kind of thing's never happened. It's unexpected. The doctors don't know what's happening. They're saying it didn't hit the nerve. My question was dental biocompatibility. You know, maybe the titanium was not actually appropriate for her. I don't know. But she was on, in a week's time, they had her on the heaviest narcotics because nothing was touching her pain. I was like, oh, my gosh. I said, do you know about Arnica, Hypericum? Do you know about CBD? He says, no, I don't know about any of those things. And he thought I was talking about, you know, cannabis. She said, because he said his wife couldn't do cannabis because it makes her paranoid. He said, well, the CBD won't do that for her. And so hopefully praying that he'll get some help for her, but they might just have to remove the post, pull it all the way out and go to something else. But dentistry, folks, it's dangerous. I don't mean to be sensationalistic about this, but I'm very sensitive. I mean, we lost Liam Sheff. My wife's been suffering for 5 years, and this woman apparently, who is not a hypersensitive, also suffering, a week later. So folks, don't go into it lightly. If you go to a dentist, make sure they have, you know, the ultimate procedures of safety, testing for biocompatibility. Talk about the risks associated with it. If they have no earthly idea about the risks associated with hypersensitive patients, then you might want to find another dentist because they're not sensitive enough for what's going on out there. So I just wanted to add that into the mix as we open up the second hour of the show here. It wasn't planned, but I just want to put that on alert. Everybody, put your radar on before you go into dental work. To be certain, extra certain. I would say hyper certain, in fact, if you can be. And pray on it big time before you subject yourself, because it could be a disastrous, life-changing event, not for the better. And I'm not saying that there's never dental interventions that are helpful in life-saving. That's not what I'm saying. Am I making myself clear, Super D?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, no, I think it's good advice. And like you said, you've got, you know, firsthand experience with people that are close to you. Mm-hmm. As to, you know, what can happen there. Not to mention, yeah, you know, the other stories that we've covered over the years of you know, things that have happened from root canals and things of that nature, yeah, which, you know, a lot of times people think is just a routine.
Yeah. Right? There's no basis for a root canal. I'm sorry. If you have to pull a tooth, and then heal it. Put some silver in it, some PRP, whatever they're doing nowadays. But dang damn it, stop with the root canal. Kill a tooth, a living organism there, living part of your biosystem, and then expect that it's not going to create problems? I'm just, like I said, not a fan of those things. Not a fan of a lot of what dentistry does. And there are dentists that we've had on this show that are not a fan of a lot of what dentistry does as well. One follow-up to the cannabis update last hour briefly. They claim that there's an odd new marijuana, I hate to say that word, cannabis-related illness sending people to the ER. They call it heavy, prolonged pot use can make you lose your lunch. And, you know, they're calling this cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome, or CHS. And they're saying if you overdose on cannabis, and this is including the THC, it can cause you to have, you know, vomiting episodes. But that's not surprising to me, not surprising to any homeopath, because that's what you call proving a remedy. That's how you find out what a remedy does. In its mother state to excess, it creates problems. We've talked paranoia, but in this case, vomiting, nausea, which is why low dose was reversing nausea in chemotherapy, for instance, or utilizing cannabis as a homeopathic remedy can reverse nausea as well. So this isn't really not a story. It's not even new. If you smoke too much, you take too much of anything that's even good for you, there can be problems. I don't see why this is a story.
Look, it's a story because it's cannabis, okay? Like you were saying, you name anything out there. I mean, alcohol, people have known about that for a long time.
Sure.
But you know, anything out there, you eat too many Twinkies, you know? Yeah. I mean, you drink too much water, you know, anything in excess is going to have a negative reaction at some point.
Sure.
And so guess what? You know, I mean, if you smoke too much cannabis, especially with today's cannabis, today's cannabis is so much different than our cannabis was back in the day. Yeah, you can get way too much. And yes, it can. It can cause you to get sick. Now, it's not going to kill you, but it will, you know, your body's going to reject it at some point if you overload it. I mean, that's just normal.
And folks, you can only get so many boa constrictor massage therapy sessions with Monty the Python.
Monty.
It's just too many. It's just one too many, so be careful.
During the whole break, I was just saying it over and over to him. Monty. I don't know why that cracks me up.
Oh, my gosh. The full Monty, as you say. All right, well, let's go to the government grab. $3 million, right? This is part of the deal to keep a continuing resolution the government should stay open. And I don't know why the Republicans want the government to stay open, because they're statists. I know. They're statists just like the Democrats. They don't believe in freedom. They don't believe in limited government anymore. Come on. There's a fraction of a percentage of those in the government at the Republican side of things that have any inkling of what it would mean to reduce government to a constitutional size and allow the proliferation of freedom. Freedom is too dangerous. Now you got seemingly the majority of Republicans don't even want to repeal Obamacare. They just want to treat it, cut it, nip it around the edges. I would say take not Monty the Python, but a Burmese Python to eat it all. And just, you know, whatever it poops out, there's your government. That's what's left. Little less harmful. So in order to keep the government up and running, one of the deals was the Republicans got to authorize $3 million. This is a continuing resolution of some kind to keep the government open. Authorize $3 million taken from taxpayers to convince us that eating GMO food is good for us. I'm telling you, I can't make that up. You're not making that up? No, I'm not making that up.
$3 million.
The FDA and USDA using $3 million taxpayer dollars to counter misinformation, in quotes, about GMO foods. They're going to convince you with your own money to do that. This, to me, is, folks, do you understand why I say we'd be better off if the government pretty much shut down and went back to constitutional size? I know it would be a trauma. I know it would be difficult for a lot of folks. I'm not under any illusion that it would be happy for everybody. But I want you to think about this. When they stop being able to print money on the printing presses or digitally and create them out of thin air, as the Federal Reserve has been doing for a long time, when you go into that so-called Zimbabwe hyperinflation, there will be no easy transition at that point. So the sooner you can remove yourself from the teat that government provides you, stealing from the lifeblood of other taxpayers, the better off you're going to be in this lifetime or even the next, or for your children and grandchildren's sake. I don't know time frame, but to benefit your kids and grandkids, be a living example and depend less upon the largesse of the theft of your fellow man and woman in this country. and find a way to get on with your life and help others to do the same. Become living examples for something better than convincing people to eat GMO food. Because that's what they need to do. Steal your money to convince you that you're wrong about GMOs. Absolutely disgusting. And, of course, if Monsanto wanted to do that, they got plenty of money. I mean, they can hire millions of trolls, and they'll still have more money left over to silence online dissent. According to a court case, they actually did that. A lawsuit against Monsanto revealed, I don't know if this was discovery, it wasn't allowed for some reason to be admitted into the case, but they found it out and leaked it out there that one of their programs was to hire a bunch of troll people online that anytime somebody brought up anything about GMOs, they would say, you're anti-science. You don't want to feed the world. You're cruel. You're mean. You don't like science, right? This is the whole game that's being played. It's all pure propaganda. If you have a belief that man monkeying with the genetic integrity of the species that were created by a creator far beyond Monsanto, and that means you're anti-science? I don't have a lot of nice things to say to those folks. But those uber leftists that love government, they used to question the government, question the man, and say, hey, it's okay as long as we're controlling government. It's just like the Republicans. Oh, if we could control the government, then government becomes benevolent and kind and good and constitutional. Are you still deluded? Is anybody still deluded? What, did anybody pay attention to Ron Paul for 8 years when he was running for office, much less all the other years he was in Congress? We've been talking about it for a lot of years here, Super Don.
And we've even had him on the show?
Yeah, we have. Dude, it's all coming to fruition here. $3 million to propagandize us into eating GMOs. I don't think so. I don't think so. And I don't think I'm an extremist saying let the government shut down. Let's restore it to its constitutionally mandated, if you will, or authorized the levels. And, of course, the vast majority of the government industrial complex would collapse, and then people would have to find productive things to do with their lives instead of stealing the lifeblood of others in order to sustain their cushy lifestyle in the district of criminals. I don't know. Maybe I have a bad attitude about government. You think?
Yeah. Well, you know.
Then again,
you come by fairly.
The founding fathers maybe had a little bit of that idea too, didn't they?
Yeah. And this situation that they're going to take our money and they're going to decide what it is that we need to believe and use our money to convince us of that. You know what? If you're going to take my money, maybe let me make a decision on where my money goes. You know?
Yeah, but of course then they wouldn't need to take it because they'd say, hey, you can keep it. Oh, imagine that. You mean I'm an adult? Really? How many of y'all out there feel like you're an adult and can handle your own money without the government taking it and saying they can use it better than you can? I mean, maybe you feel that way. Move to California then. Okay, that's what I got to say about that. We got a question of the day, a pretty serious question related to cancer. I'll see what I can do to help out. And then we've got gluten questions as well coming up.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Do you have lawn and grass issues at your home or commercial property? And no matter how much work you do and money you spend, it just won't grow grass. Or maybe the cost of watering that office property you own is exploding like the national debt. I'm Iron Man Mike, and 3 years ago, I called 4 synthetic turf companies for estimates on synthetic turf. Chris McCouts, owner-operator of Smart Lawn Minnesota, was the only one to show up for his appointment. Chris stood there in the chilly rain, looking me in the eye, and professionally addressed every question. Then he recommended a specific SynLawn turf with a 15-year warranty for my yard. Sinlawn manufactures the finest technologically advanced synthetic turf for commercial, residential, putting greens, and pet care applications. I chose SmartLawn Minnesota and cannot recommend them and the Sinlawn turf highly enough. Visit SmartLawnMN.com today and get your free estimate. SmartLawnMN.com. No work, save money, baffle neighbors. SmartLawnMN.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
In the show notes, links are up. Check it out, and we'll take you all the news stories we're covering here, give you perspective on the news like nowhere else in broadcast media, bringing the power to heal back where it belongs with each and every one of you. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week on the Robert Scott Bell Show, live on GCN, archived immediately following there, as well as SoundCloud. You can go to robertscottbell.com, find some stories to review and some shows to listen to. Going back, in fact, many years. Glad you're with us. Super Don making it sound good. We got Ben on the board when he's not napping. and we got also you out there listening. If you'd like to call in, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Then we can answer your questions either on the air or if you leave us a question on the website.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Where did all the light and happy questions go? This one, oh my gosh, this one's serious. This one's coming from Chris with a K. Chris with a K. And she says, my mom got diagnosed. By the way, Chris with a K, would that mean it's a female or a male, Super Don?
I'm going with female.
I am too. All right. So if we screwed up, Chris, you know, take it up with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. I don't know who else to take it up with. Chris, he says, my mom got diagnosed with, I got to lighten it up because it's a serious question. My mom got diagnosed with malignant squamous cell carcinoma on her lip. What would you suggest for treatment? Thanks so much, Chris. My gosh. Listen, there's so many things that I want to say that you're kind of limited in a case like this because obviously I'm not her doctor, right? And I'm just not going to diagnose or treat per se, but just give a little bit of information or insight, you know, what would I do perhaps, you know, what would I do? And of course, you know, going through traditional oncology as it's become tradition in America, they'll probably remove half of her face. I mean, again, I don't know the severity of it. I don't know how large it is. I don't have information, but you can see the brilliant, brutal I don't know if it's so brilliant, but it's a brutal intervention. And I know that they're trying to save lives in many cases. In some cases, we can say there's a lot of deceit in oncology. But we've talked over the years about how this is possible. How a cancer can just not only, just defeat the immune system, if you will, but grow and metastasize and create such a damage that it could threaten your life. And I come back to the basic three. We wrote about them in Unlock the Power to Heal. I talked about them in The Truth About Cancer. Our buddy Chris Barr helped her, add it to the equation, understanding why these three are so important. The selenium, number one on the list, because without selenium, you can't protect the cells. The liver can't detoxify. The cells can't detoxify. Selenium, number one on the list. I would be personally doing 1,000 micrograms or more of the whole food form of selenium we talk about in Unlock the Power to Heal every day. Beyond that, of course, the feeding of sugar to cancer. I don't know what your mom's diet is, but even if it's a pure, clean, organic, and non-carbohydrate diet, there are going to be some simple sugars that will the cancer cells have access to. And you want to minimize that. You also want to help the liver, the GTF chromium, the whole food form, 100 micrograms, three, maybe four times a day in this case. And then in order to stop or assist with the cessation of easy metastasis, right? You talk about malignancies that are growing, metastasizing. Connective tissue integrity has to be restored and pronto. So three tablets of the Alta Health products, silica a day I would be doing, four times a day. At least a month, maybe 2 months based on what's going on here. This is serious. Again, I don't know the case. I don't have any images. I don't have any, I'm just going on the question that Chris asked about her mom. Now, would I use silver locally? Sure, I would. Absolutely. There's no problem with doing that. But it's more than that. I mean, it's a very serious, serious issue. Enhancing immunity is critical here because cancer can only grow in a body whose immune system is weak or non-functional. So this didn't happen overnight. And I won't even say that this was necessarily caused by the sun, right? People blame, sun, radiation from the sun. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if your mom was a smoker. There are a lot of issues of exposure that could create irritation to cells over many years, decades, in fact, before it manifests as a diagnosed squamous cell carcinoma. So I would have you obviously work with a doctor of some kind, hopefully one that's holistic or integrative, to decide, can we do anything bare minimum in terms of allopathic intervention and maximize, do we have the time to maximize more holistic ways to detox the body, strengthen connective tissue integrity, and stop the cancer in its tracks? Maybe local use of topical iodine. Think about that. 3%, 4%, 5% topical iodine. Just a consideration. Again, these are things I'm thinking about if I was in such a situation or somebody I know or love was in such a situation like your mom, Chris. All the best. I pray that she recovers speedily and with minimal damage through whatever treatment she decides to go. But no matter what she decides, Chris, just give her all the love, all the vitamin L you can. All right, when we come back, Americans' gluten sensitivity. Is it gastrointestinal snowflake time?
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Drinking some Echo water on the break here, getting that molecular hydrogen in me as I'm doing battle with Super Don behind the scenes. We have this ongoing argument that, you know, chronologically I'm older than Super Don, but the moment he became a grandpa, technically he was older than me. And
like there's this unspoken rule that as soon as you become a grandfather, you automatically get 10 years added to your age, right?
Yeah, or whatever it is to make you older than me. That's what's added to your age. So you're a grandpa, I'm not, you're older, ha ha. Now, that's not a judgment, I'm just saying. That's just the way it works. If somebody's got a different idea, they can call and tell us. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, or leave us a nice message.
Do you think that would get the phones ringing? I don't know.
I think somebody would take issue with that. I think somebody would take issue.
So the question is,
yeah,
if you become a grandfather, does that then make you older than people who are like a few years older than you? Right.
Right. That are not grandparents.
Do they get to automatically start talking to you like you're older than them?
Totally. Because I can say, hey, Grandpa, and you're totally older than me. That's just this is the way it goes.
I don't feel old.
Well, look, that's beside the point. I get that. No, and I'm with you there. And I don't want you to feel old, but you
give
just have
complex
to be
here,
older than me now because you're Grandpa and I'm not. So let us know what you think about that. Or you can leave us a message at robertscottbell.com as we move on to another form of a snowflake. This time the gastrointestinal snowflake. You didn't know there was such a thing, did you? But apparently, Americans are gastrointestinal snowflakes because we, more than any other country in the world, claim gluten sensitivity, right? Americans apparently claim to be more gluten sensitive than the rest of the world. Now, there's a lot of things to be sensitive to. I wish it weren't gluten, but the reality is, too, if those same Americans, the vast majority outside of those who have been officially confirmed and diagnosed to be celiac, which is a very small percentage relative to those who say they're gluten sensitive. If they went to, well, let's say, where's the Italian food? In Italy? Would you say that would be an accurate statement, the Italian food
yes,
in Italy?
Yes, there is Italian food in Italy. That's
so
true.
If you go to Italia and you have some pasta, some real traditional pasta in Italia, made with their heirloom variety, if you can call it that, of semolina wheat or whatever they're using. Time and time again, I say people that can't eat wheat in America can go to Italy and have pasta, and it doesn't disrupt their gut geology, so to speak. They're not upset. They're not sensitive anymore. Why? What could it be? Could it be? Not gluten. Could it be glyphosate?
Not Satan.
No, I know. Gluten and Satan, it's almost the same thing for some people. If you have celiac, it might as well be. But the gluten sensitivity, as we've said over the years here, is not due necessarily to the gluten, although it could be aggravating. But what is in the gluten? What is the wheat soaked in? What are the grains soaked in? Could it be glyphosate? Could it be Roundup Ready? Could it have been desiccated on the way to ripening before it was ground into flour and then turned into something that you said, I can't tolerate? This is a very important question to ask, because when you get on clean, organic, you know, historical foods that haven't been so hybridized that your body goes, what the hell is this? I don't even know anymore. And suddenly you can eat it. You go, well, I really wasn't intolerant to gluten. It was what was in it. It's an important distinction, and I don't think it's being made by these stories. This story, you can link it up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, and you can see that. Let's see, what do the numbers say? 70% of Americans surveyed who avoided gluten did so because of celiac. In all other countries surveyed, higher percentage of people avoided gluten due to the disease, and a lower percentage avoided it. Lower percentage avoided the protein due to gluten sensitivity. So it's expanded beyond celiac, well beyond celiac. And I remember being on a Jerry Doyle show, he would ask me about this a lot, because he thought it was just a fad. And it's true, for some it's a fad, but I said whether it's a fad or not, Jerry, at the time, these people are having gastrointestinal distress. That is real. That is not just fake. And it is being triggered, if not by the gluten, then, as I said, what's in the gluten? And then there's another story about gluten. This one is very interesting because it says people who avoid gluten, some of them also avoid vaccines. So what does this say about the awareness of people that are avoiding gluten? Are they doing it just because it's a fad and they want to annoy people who think they can eat anything because they have a cast iron stomach and they don't get sick when they eat at McDeath, for instance? By the way, folks, if you go to a traditional American fast food drive-through, I'm not talking about an organic fast food. I'm talking about a traditional old school kind of drive-through. And if you don't at least have diarrhea, do not pat yourself on the back to think you're doing well. Your best bet would be to eat it and throw it right back up, not because you're bulimic, but because your body rejects it, because it ain't good for you. But not many people are strong enough to do that. And again, this is an involuntary response because the cells are telling you this is not good for us. But when you're in that state where you no longer react and even have a loose stool because you're eating food that's garbage, it should tell you what it tells me, that your body is no longer responding appropriately to things that are not good for it. And it's adapting for survival because it's all you're giving it. And it's an uncomfortable realization until one day you realize you go back to that fast food and you do throw it up and you go, okay, now I'm healthy. That's your health meter. You don't need a test from the doctor. Just go to the drive-thru, eat it. If you don't throw it up, then you go, oh, man, I've got some work to do. Or if you do, you can go, okay, I passed the health test. RSB says I'm okay. I'm RSB approved. All right, take that with a grain of gluten-free salt a little bit, okay? I want you to think about these things. I'm planting seeds for you. I know a lot of people are annoyed and probably turning off the show now, Superdon. They don't want to hear this. But I think it's important. It's important to relate.
I don't think so.
Okay. So why would people who avoid gluten also avoid vaccines? That's interesting. Can you ponder that, Super D? What do you think is going on here?
Well, you know, in the article, they also say that people who do that have a tendency to eat organic food, right?
Yeah.
They eat organic.
Yeah.
They don't trust the FDA.
Yeah, and they're orthorexic and must be put on drugs immediately.
Dude, you know what? They must have surveyed everybody who listens to the show.
I'm thinking.
Right?
I'm thinking. Very awake people. Now, again, folks that avoid gluten, I joke about this gastrointestinal snowflake scenario because we have hypersensitivities and sensitivities with our gut like I did because of vaccines, because of antibiotics, because of additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, GMOs, heavy metals, and plastifiers. I can throw some other things on the fire. I don't want to. I want you to clean up your act. What goes into your body matters. Treat your body like a temple. Of course, if you do, the psychiatrists say you have a disorder and you need medication. And the FDA would applaud that because the Fear of Death Administration wants you on drugs. They regulate drugs? No, they make them regular. They mandate them. It's a monopoly system. And once you wake up and go, hey, the food's not good for me, then suddenly you become a DSM 5, 6, or 7 category. And that's not right. They're making it up. There's no real test for it. I mean, you can test for celiac, but there's no real test for orthorexia or chemophobia. You don't happen to like chemicals. You want to avoid them. That's smart. That's what's called being smart. Using your noggin, using your noodle, and that noodle was made in Italy so it doesn't irritate your lining of your gut. And speaking of the lining of the gut, how we heal it, of course, we go back into Unlock the Power to Heal, the book that Ty Bollinger and I wrote together, The Road to Colostomy Bags Paved with Antibiotics and Prednisone. We recover it through the Silver Aloe Combination Protocol. I recommend, you know, the Sovereign Silver is my favorite. Of course, the doctors out there use Argentin 23. And the aloe that I use primarily is Stockton Aloe 1, Aloe 1, A-L-O-E-1.com, because it's whole, unprocessed, clean. It's pristine. It's like you grew it in your own backyard and processed it in your own backyard, made it, and got ready to drink it. And it's shipped to you fresh, frozen. You keep it frozen until you need it, so it doesn't need to be preserved. Beautiful. That's why I use that form. If you can't get it for any reason, okay, use the cleanest aloe you got. But that's the one I tend to like. So check it out, aloe1, A-L-O-E-1.com. And I think they're linked up in the show notes, too, at robertscottbell.com. But, you know, when I talked in Canada about lung health, pulmonary health, healing the lungs, it was interesting. We played a clip. I played a clip, and I think we did on this radio show, too, a while back, a news report in Australia where they were astonished that the way they were treating these lung issues like asthma was with a supplement for the gastrointestinal tract, for the microbiome. And everybody's scratching their heads. They're like, this is the weirdest thing ever. You've got a problem with your lungs, and we're giving you some insoluble fiber like inulin, and it's feeding your gut microbiome, and suddenly you don't have asthma anymore? What's going on? And when I saw that, it's like the light went on, and I was like, ah, this makes all the sense in the world. What have we learned about the microbiome? When it's in a healthy state, you got all of the critters down there, the bacteria, that you have more of them than you have cells in your body. What happens when you feed them the insoluble fibers, the fibers that are rich in organic vegetation, raw vegetables, for instance? What happens when they interact with the gut microbiome? What is the first element on the periodic table of elements, Superdon? This is the pop quiz for you. What is element number one on the periodic table of elements? Because it is the answer to the question of what the gut bacteria produce when they're healthy and happy and are given a largely organic vegetarian diet. What do they produce?
Did I go to that class? I don't remember.
Dude, it's the first element on the periodic table of elements.
Okay, it starts with an H, I think, right?
Yes, it is. It does start with an H.
It starts with an H.
Yes.
It ends with an H.
It does?
It's H, right?
Well, okay, if you're just going for the symbol, yes, H, it's hydrogen. Okay. That's right. I was thinking, wait, if it starts with an H and ends with an H, and I thought you were spelling out hydrogen, I was like, I don't know how to spell hydrogen.
Yeah, it's
know,
called
no, hydrogen. Hydrogen, yes. And it's fascinating to me because when we produce that molecular hydrogen, one of the things that it does is it binds in the body with the hydroxyl radicals in the cell. We're talking about inflammatory components, free radicals, dangerous as they are, that can also inflame the airways, constrict the airways. These toxins, these free radicals, and with the production of hydrogen in a healthy gut microbiome being fed the appropriate diet, oh my gosh, the hydrogen comes in there, and look, lo and behold, the asthma is gone. Now, there are a lot of people that need a lot of work, a lot of help to get their guts back in order. One of the simplest things you can do, in addition to what we've already discussed, is drink, well, we call it Robert's water. It's not really my water. We just want to remember a website that would be easy for you. Go to robertswater.com, download the free ebook from our good buddy Paul Bertero at Echo, Echo Water, and you'll get the hydrogen in you with every drink, every time you go to your sink. And now he's got so many cool things being developed. I'm just blown away by what's happening, including the molecular hydrogen producer that he developed with the Health Ranger. They got the Echo Elemonics, which is awesome. He's got one that he's producing that'll be an under-sink unit as well for that, if you don't care about the acid-alkaline split. So, folks, go to robertswater.com. We can heal the gut, and we can heal things far afield from the gut that are related to gut health, and that includes lung health. Hydrogen can help, and you can drink it, H2, in your water, molecular hydrogen, because of Echo. Go to robertswater.com. Download it. All right, when we come back, no more boa constrictor type massages. We got to talk sneakers. What's the latest fad in sneakers? I'm going to have to save up. It's like buying a new car now.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Lifetime
Beyond Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Super Don, should I give you an old man story to make you feel better, make you feel younger?
an old man story, okay.
Balance the force, okay? Sure. So, you know, I'm back home. I haven't been home in a while, and, you know, challenged my son to, like, I can do more push-ups than you, right? I can do more push-ups than you. My son's 17. He's a bit of an athlete, and I know we can do a lot of push-ups, so I'm thinking, there's no way I'm going to be able to do more push-ups than him. But I'm like, what the heck, right? So I like to do them elevated, so I like put my legs up on something like a chair or a couch or something. So I don't like to just do the regular ones, right? Challenge it a little bit.
Okay.
So I get down there and fire off 40 of them, okay? So I do 40. And I'm like, okay. And I know he can do more than that, but he gets to 30 and he stops. He's like, oh, man, my wrist hurts. So I got to gloat a little bit, but I knew he actually did have a wrist injury because he was being a stupid teenager and like having races in the gym, and he ran so fast he couldn't stop in time and he slammed into the wall and it kind of bent his wrist back, but didn't break, didn't fracture, but you know, it's a genuine, it takes some time to recover, but I did it. And then the next day, I'm like, oh, dude, what's going on with my shoulder? Trying to figure out what the heck happened. And I think I, like, displaced my biceps tendon. You know? I'm like, dang, damn, I've had this injury before. It's a mysterious injury because it's not like it happens and you know it instantly, right? Like if you run into a wall and you're like, oh. So there was obviously some inflammation. It was kind of, it makes your arm kind of go weak. And I'm like, I had this happen many years ago. And I didn't know what it was back then, and it ended up with a frozen shoulder because I couldn't use it. I'm like, I'm not letting that happen again. Hell no, right? So, you know, I'm putting on the advanced arnica. I'm putting arnica topically. I'm doing the magnesium spray on it. I'm doing some stretching. I'm forcing myself to move through it because it's like it's not a torn anything. It wasn't like a rotator cuff. I've had that. So anyway, I'm just recovering it, and, you know, today I'm already coming back. My wife adjusted the biceps tendon just a bit, and I'm already getting the extension and the movement, and so I know I'm getting out of it. But there's your old man story. But I'm recovering quickly with the help of the natural medicines
that we use
here. So
you were trying to make me feel better with this story?
Yeah. Correct, yes.
Dude, did it not work? Pleasure in your pain? I mean, this doesn't make me feel better.
No,
ha,
but it was just,
you're in pain. Ha, ha, ha.
No, I just don't want to be so cocky that you think, okay, because you're older than me as a grandpa. Look
dude,
at me. I did 40 push-ups.
Listen,
I got hurt.
I'll tell you right now. If I tried to get down on the floor and do 40 push-ups right now, I'd be broadcasting live from the Arkansas emergency room.
No, but the thing is, Super D, all you got to do is get down there and do 10. 10 today, wait
10?
A couple of days.
All right, I might be able to do 10. Yeah.
And then a couple of days later, do another 10. Again, do it slowly, and at a certain point, you'll be 40. That's nothing. But, of course, the first time, no, don't do 40. But the point is, you
I do bicep curls every day. I've got my coffee mug is really heavy.
12 ounces at a time?
Oh, dude, it's more than 12 ounces.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
What am I going to do with you? You know, we're all trying to keep up with Dr. Bitar. It is like 180 push-ups a day or something ridiculous like that. All right, folks, how are we going to keep up with him? Well, how about sneakers? Now, I like the sneakers with memory foam in it now. That's really cushy and fun on your feet. But Neiman Marcus, that's like the high-end Kmart or something. They're selling some really high tops, high-end high tops.
Well, listen, I mean, you understand, if anybody who's been listening over just for the last little while, we covered the pants with the mom's pants with the windows in the knees.
Oh, the windows in the knees, yes.
That was the first one, and then we covered the jeans with the artificial caked-on mud.
Right,
so it looked like they were dirty. Well, if you want to round out your outfit with the mud caked-on jeans.
Yeah.
Nordstrom is selling a pair of sneakers, and they call these sneakers the Future Destroyed High Top Sneaker.
The Future Destroyed. It looks like it was destroyed sometime in the past, dude.
It literally looks like somebody threw it in a wood chipper.
Yeah.
It is just shredded.
Right.
The foam is coming out from the toe. And
I wouldn't even buy. I remember the Michael Jordan sneakers when they were over $100. I'm like, no, I'm not shelling out $100 for a pair of sneakers.
Yeah, but those were new. These literally looks like somebody pulled them out of the trash.
And you're supposed to wear them on purpose.
And
like
you're
this?
Supposed to wear them. There's some kind of attorney thing. I mean, I was just thinking about it.
Let me just ask you. How much did they cost?
$1,425. I've got an old pair of boots right now with, like, the shoelace that's come apart, and it's, like, 1 foot longer on one side than the other and all that stuff like that. I'm thinking, hey, if anybody wants to give me, like, $20 for this, I'm
right,
good.
We'll take it. Right on Craigslist or Letgo. How about, do they smell bad? Do they add a nasty skunk smell to them to make them authentic?
They do. That's an extra $100.
Extra $100. Good Lord. What will people buy? I don't know. Not here, not now, not ever. Not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to get an Echo water machine. That's what we got to do. Going to drink it up? Hydrogenate? No, hydronate. All right, folks, the power heal is yours. Back tomorrow.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.